In a world of rulers, grids, and pixels, where creativity knows no bounds, we champion the rebels, the dreamers, and the innovators, the ones who didn't wait for permission but forged their own path in design. I'm Joanna, your fellow self-taught designer and founder of Savvy Chic Design, and this is the Self-Taught Designer Podcast. Dive with us into the story of audacity, grit, and imagination from designers who made it on their own terms. So grab your tools, ignite that spark, and let's dive into the world where every line, curve, and pixel tells a story. Hey, happy new year! Oh my gosh, I can't believe, because we actually drop our episodes every first Monday, you know, every week, every Monday. And it just falls that our Christmas and our new year is on the Monday. And I'm just so happy that, you know, kind of just greeting everyone, because we are going to be talking about an amazing topic. So hello, design enthusiasts. My name is Joanna. And welcome to the Self-Taught Designer Podcast. I am just so happy that you are here with me on New Year's Day, January 1, 2024. Oh my gosh. Right, so this episode is dedicated to all the self-taught designers out there as we gear up, hit the ground running for the new year. So we are going to be diving into the forecasted trends or new tools and building some actionable game plan to keep your design skills sharp and relevant, right? This is also what I am going to do. So grab your favorite sketchbook or digital pen and let's get started. All right, so now trends is a little bit really hard to know, because sometimes it does change so quick, but maybe we can just predict some things. This might not be true, this might be, but this is just something that I kind of want to share and see whether it will, right? So there's a lot of things going on right now with the AI and all of these things that is there, new tools, new softwares. I bet there will be a lot of things and the demand will be different again for this year, but I always hope that it will be our year again. So I think number one is that there will be a lot of things that we need to kind of work on as well, right? As a self-taught designer, we never stop learning. We're always open to new things. And then sometimes we get overwhelmed. So that's where we kind of just have to make sure that we don't overwhelm ourselves, right? So I bet there will be new software that will promote maybe some of more interactive type of designs. That might be something that will happening. You know how 2023 AIs came about. That was really something that came in. There might be more collaborative tools as remote work again, right, became more mainstream, especially for us designers, self-taught designers. Most of us are on our own or working from our home. Like I use Figma, you know, when Adobe actually purchased Figma, right? So these are more collaborative designs. There might be other tools again that will come about with this one. AI powered design assistants. So we need to keep an eye for software updates where AI will be assisting in generating design. So I bet that's one thing that we are gonna work with, maybe suggestive layouts or even color palettes, right? We don't have to do like, you know, how the secondary, tertiary, all of these colors, we kind of just have, I bet you have books with books on. So that might be Simplify again. Now, the most crucial part is creating a learning plan, because it can really be overwhelming. Like I purchased multiple course designs, courses, or all of these things, right? So we want to make sure that as we come in, as we prepare our skills to hone more, right? As self-taught designers, we need to set a clear objective. Like whether it's mastering a new tool or understanding a design philosophy, we need to make sure what is the goal. Why do we want to learn this? How will it help our business? How will it help our clients? Another thing is that we might need to break it down, because once you are running a business, there's a lot of things that goes on. You are working on sales, you are building, you are marketing, you are all of this, right? And then you're still learning all the tools that are coming in. You want to make sure that you want to master one skill at a time so that you won't be overwhelmed as well. Continuous learning. I think with the design, because there's a lot of tools coming in, a lot of other design styles coming in, you always want to make sure that you're on top and your design is evolving as well. So dedicate a few hours every week to learn something new or refresh your knowledge. That is really important. Now, for this year, new year, 2024, I highly encourage you to start networking more. Network with design communities, both online and also offline. Some people are forgetting the offline. Engage, share, learn from others' experience. That is very important as well. And I think with the pace in which design evolves, the flexibility and the adaptability can be stressed enough, you know? So stay curious. Feedback is gold. Adaptable mindset on how to go about, because you know, every year we try to work and we try to elevate the things that we would love to do in our business. We prepare ourselves on multiple things that we want, and we want to be the new year, new sky's the limit, right? I think that's where we want to make sure that as we prepare, or now that we are actually January 1, new year, new skills, and we are preparing to really level up more in the next level in our design career, these are some things that you can surely do. Oh my gosh, I'm just so ecstatic that it's the new year. Oh, yeah, I'm just like, yep, if you're listening to me, that's just how I am. I'm just so excited and everything, right? So before we wrap up, a quick heart-to-heart to all my fellow self-taught designers. Now, being a self-taught is both a challenge and a testament of our and your determination. You've tread paths that had no one set, that had not set any curriculum, battled self-doubt, and yet here you are designing and creating. So as we step into 2024, know that the world needs your unique perspective and resilience and passion. The journey ahead is exciting, and I bet every bit of faith that you'll continue to shine and make your mark. So approach the new year with zest, zeal, and confidence. After all, right? Every design, every sketch, every color palette you choose is a page in the ever-evolving story of design. So make it count. You know what? It's a wrap for today. Thank you for tuning in. I hope that this episode serves as a beacon of your design journey in 2024. If you found this episode valuable, do share it with your fellow designer. Download this episode. Follow us on Instagram, the Self.Designer Podcast. Until next time, keep designing and keep evolving. Happy New Year and welcome 2024. And there we have it, another episode diving deep into the world of self-taught designer. We truly hope these stories and insight continue to inspire and fuel your creative journey. Remember, every professional was once an amateur and every expert began as a beginner. A big thanks to our guests, sponsors, and especially you, our listener. Your support makes every episode a new adventure. If you find value in today's discussion, consider sharing this podcast with a friend, subscribe, or leave us a review. Your feedback that only help us grow, but also reach out more self-taught designers out there. So stay curious, keep pushing those boundaries, and always trust in your unique design journey. I'm Joanna, and this has been the Self-Taught Designer Podcast. See you next time.